Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Goddamn Worthless Hospitals. That's from Peyote Corgi on Twitter. Thank you for that, PC. Support the show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. Amongst other things, you can see doing Doug with Dabs, our bonus show with Alicia and Taylor that we are going to make one of later today. Doug plugs, Salt Lake City, Utah, November 9th at Wise Guys at the Gateway, doing Doug Loves Movies at 420. That's this Saturday. And then here in Los Angeles at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Franklin Avenue location, we'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies taping on Tuesday, November 12th. And on Saturday, November 16th, I'll be at the Improv, again doing Doug Loves Movies at 420. And that's at the Improv in San Jose, California, I should mention. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Oh my God, coconut water. That's how I'm opening the show from now on. Coconut water. So good. You guys ever have Blue Monkey?
No.
It's the funkiest of the monkeys, I'm told.
That's a water or a strain?
It's a strain of water. And it's delicious. I discovered it recently, or months ago, but
it's
hard to find, yeah.
Can I smell it?
Sure. Probably smells like somebody's waxing up their surfboard.
It just smells like regular water.
Oh, well.
Even I can't believe even it's not water.
Then. That's okay, mostly that ice at this point. That's Vanessa Johnson and also Matt Besser, you guys. Sounded like way more than seven people.
Yeah, man, we're jamming.
Because it's six people.
I love you have that many chairs, though.
Well, you never know when a group of folks is going to come hang out.
Tour.
Got a bunch of people from Lowell Farms come in one time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was fun.
I like them, too.
That's a good place, right?
They got that good packaging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but have you been to the cafe yet?
No.
Not.
It's on La Brea.
So they don't serve pot food. You can just get high and eat regular food. Is that the deal?
Yeah, they have, you have like a server that's all weed stuff and a server that's food stuff, and the two don't cross over in any way.
I heard they hate each other and they battle.
They have there's a lot of arguments between them, but in front of the customers, they have to pretend to be cool and they don't.
Lungs, stomach.
And they charge
you. They all start at the mouth.
They charge you separately and you pay for the weed like immediately, and the food you get a check like in a restaurant. But they're.
I can see paying for the weed and talking to the food person. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's
all
gone.
Yeah. Do they do that anymore, you think? Make people work in the kitchen if they can't pay for
the
food?
Oh, yeah, wash dishes? I do that every other week. Especially
these
weed places.
You go in and have a free meal and then wash some dishes?
I get the most high-end weed that I can't afford and just wash dishes to pay my weed off.
Yeah, like if somebody enjoyed washing dishes, that'd be a sweet life. Just get your dishwashing on after you eat in restaurants.
And everyone will do that deal, folks. Don't even set it up. Just go to any restaurant, hotel, clothing place. Clothing places are really hard because they don't have many dishes in the back.
Wait, I'll fold for a while?
There you go.
You're just
thanks for
back,
this
huh?
new jacket. I'll fold some shit for an hour or two or three. It's an expensive jacket, right? The strains today are sativa is called lemon.
That's one of my favorite, folks.
You like that one?
I'm into the I used to make fun of all the lemons and the tangies, and now that's what I'm all about. I don't know why.
That's what happens. How do you feel about an indica called Triangle Kush?
Oh, damn. I'm going to stay away from that.
That threesome situation.
Yeah, right?
I need Triangle. A strain of lighter.
We got some lighters right there. But they're all numbered, so don't even dare to walk out with one.
How much weed do you need to smoke to where sativa makes you relaxed? I feel like there's a threshold, right? Because I feel like when I first started smoking weed, indica made me chill and sativa gave me anxiety. And then after a couple years, I can smoke sativa and it relaxes me.
When I first started smoking weed, there were two different kinds. There was
the Mexican
ditch weed.
Yeah.
And free weed. And free weed, you didn't care what it was. And anytime you're able to buy something, it was probably ditch weed. And we didn't even know the difference between sativa and indica.
No, you got what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the wheel was invented like 3 years after that.
Oh, yeah. We should be smoking. Use any device. They're all packed with sativa. Taylor does it pre-show, so you can trust that he won't, you know, we'll do any pranks with what you give me to smoke.
There's like Cheetos residue.
What?
On every one of the buds. And an empty Cheetos bag next to your feet.
Mm.
Never pack the bowl with Cheetos hands.
That's not real.
Are you sponsored by Cheetos?
I'm looking for the bag over there. There's no bag by his feet. He's got a nice water. Clean young man.
His hands are covered in water.
Yeah. But those are interesting questions, Vanessa. It's all very, some of us theorize that almost everything you smoke is a hybrid and gets you high or doesn't get you high, gets you anxious or it doesn't. Like, I don't know.
It's all about the terpenes these days. I can't keep up with the terpenes.
I never do these bong things. I always do the pre-rolls, and I just realized you have to hold the hole, right?
Yeah, yeah. They got a carb on them that you got to...
And when do you let go of the hole? Just...
At your leisure. Sometimes you'll get burned through the hole. That's the thing to be careful about is if you put the flame too close to the side
of the pipe carry, where the hole if you is. Carry your... pipe around your pocket, you'll get lint through the hole eventually. So be careful about that, folks.
Yeah, look out
for
that.
Plug up your hole if you got a linty pocket.
We really should do more tips on this show for...
That's a tip that's never been done on this show, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's come up before.
How to smoke a... Wait, what?
A dug? Through the back of his head?
Where's the
suck his brain out?
It's in... the bag. Where is it?
There
it is over there.
You're all about the indica?
Yeah, you have all the indica you want. No one will fight you for it.
Well, how come nobody likes indica, dude?
You're going to go to sleep.
For me, it's my experience that it makes me sleepier than sativa. But it all makes me sleepy. Like, being awake makes me sleepy. Like,
yeah.
I'm super into sleeping. I love it.
Last time I was here, I think I took 2 hits of marijuanas.
Yeah.
I smoked like 2 hits. And then I was like, I'm not going to get that high. I think this time I'm going to just...
Go for it?
Like, go.
I love it.
Doug loves dreaming.
I want to get so high that I don't remember my future anymore, you know?
What, if this isn't considered prying, what changed that... Because you work during the day.
Well, I just left my job.
Boom. I thought something might have happened.
Seconds ago.
Wow, I mean, but that was pretty recent, eh?
Yeah, it was last week. It was last Friday.
And is it good or bad?
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm going on the road full time. And
oh, great. Yeah, I don't have to feel bad about bringing it up. But that's the thing that's tough to do in this town is give up those, you had a nice job there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've had that experience where, like, at some point you got to go, well, what do I really want? And what I really wanted when I had a nice job was to get, more known and, get seen by more people. And I was just sort of stagnant by having a day job,
What was your, what did you do? What was your nice job?
I wrote promos for the WB network.
Oh.
And I was I was writing promos for my own voice to say because I was they had this loudspeaker on the back lot. and that was my voice. So every time I'd write a promo with that in it, I would then record it and get paid for writing it and recording it. And the money people get for voiceover is just
insane.
Sick. Yeah.
You can do it forever.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Backlot.
No, I was no, it was more like Radar or you know, what Hot American Summer, where it's just kind of a dull announcements, you know, like tonight on the WB, you know, just stupid.
You say Radar like MASH?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I would love that job.
You know how they always had him doing announcements?
Radar for the WB. Yes, I know. Yeah.
What kind of outfit did you wear to work? Like, just did you wear a suit?
No.
Getting done
in
suit?
Oh, my God. I just dressed how I wanted to. And every once in a while, there'd be some sort of event that I'd have to
You didn't wear tails and a top hat like the Frog?
No, but the Frog was my, you know.
Were you the voice of the Frog?
It's a classic animated short, but there was no reason for him to live on in any other capacity. Like, I had to, they'd have footage of him moving his mouth. And you'd
so is that the same Frog that can sing, but only in front of the one guy?
Yeah. Now he just talks and sings all he wants. So he had like a talking voice and a singing voice.
So the mystery's gone.
But they'd only have certain bits of animation of him, so I'd have to write copy that would match the way his lips were moving.
Look,
that's not
a
great
talk.
Way to write comedy or supposed comedy.
In the original cartoon, is it a man that sees him? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's a man. He scoops him up in a box, and everywhere he goes, he tries to show off like his singing frog, and it won't sing. So his wife leaves him, and he loses his job.
Yeah.
Like, all this shit happens
Damn,
to him.
He ended up in an insane asylum and addicted, and they let him out of the asylum during the Reagan years, and he got on crack. And he ended up shooting this guy.
That's why I usually don't pay attention to the full story, because it's never
good. Yeah, it's sad.
Never good.
And that Frog, it's like he was getting all that WB money, and the man that he gaslighted, basically, ruined his life, didn't help him out.
I was thinking maybe there'd be a twist, like he was on some sort of, he had some sort of drug, like kind of like Jacob's Ladder or something, that was making him see a singing frog, but
That's
never was
treating.
A singing frog.
Yeah. Fuckers.
it's weird, but they you know chose him to be the mascot and then talk about what's happening on the WB and I was a person who wrote some of that stuff.
Wow, damn,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, the benefits were amazing.
Now where is he?
The Frog.
Who, Michigan?
That Frog. Yeah, Michigan.
Michigan J. Frog. You, you know what the J stands for?
Jesus.
No.
Jews.
Warmer.
Jericho.
It stands for jumping.
Oh, God. So obvious. It's almost too obvious.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever gone, anyone's gone on record to say what the J stands for. I know what it's against.
Ja War.
Am I doing this right? By the
you're
way,
doing I've, great.
I've never done this before.
She just ground up some weed.
I have so many.
The index, you put some indica in there and ground it up?
I think so.
All right, so watch out for that.
Doug, I have a gift for you.
Oh.
It's the Keep Being Human grinder from my show, Improv for Humans.
What?
It's a solid one, too.
I love this thing.
Yeah.
That's
I wanted
real
a vape
nice.
Pen, but Scripps won't do that, folks. This is as close to the weed industry as they'll get.
Is grinders.
Yeah.
Because what else can you do with a grinder?
Potpourri.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
No potpourri.
Don't invite that guy to your party who's putting potpourri in your weed grinder.
I like a grinder that's got, like, kind of a magnetic pull on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know,
yeah,
it really
solid.
Comes down on the innocent weed. I'm going to grind a little of the sativa.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Doug,
for
can you,
fun.
Can you just glance check this one really quick? Did I
you
do
did
that?
You did a great job.
I did
you
it.
Ground
I did
it up. You filled
wow.
up the bowl. You put your finger on the carb. You light my face on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person at the party who's not covering the carb and saying this isn't working, this isn't pulling, and they have a patronizing voice when they're saying it. This isn't working. What do you do, Doug? You smack them, you
flip
yell
a table,
carb.
Tell everyone to leave. That's why I smoke weed, to try to, so things like that won't happen.
This would be a great table just in anger, just to go, ugh!
I hate this package so much.
That was me for the last 3 minutes trying to open up a bag. I just ripped it
open.
Yeah,
these are really...
Have you seen the Claiborne? They kind of look like old tobacco packaging. And some of them come with keef. Little keef things.
I love it just based on that description. I don't know if I've seen it.
Yeah. I like all the new packaging choices being made.
Just going to hold it up now until somebody comes and does it.
Oh, come on. He's got Cool Ranch all over his
hands.
He
knows the secret.
It's not the middle?
It's not the middle. It's the other thing. You still, it doesn't open easily even if you grab in the right spot.
So this is messed up, right? Because I just ripped the top off. So now this is going to die or be put in a jar, right?
Oh, you know, you can take it with you and finish it probably in the next day or so, and we'll get to dried out.
That's the reason to do the show, is to grab everything on the table afterwards.
Would you ever, I don't know if this is a conflict of interest, but would you ever own, like, a weed farm?
I don't think it's a conflict of interest, but I do strangely I've had some people kind of lecture me about how I should have my own strain and a... You know, weed products and stuff with my name on it. And
I just watch that. Like, but I just don't, Doug's Vineyard?
Doesn't feel right to me for some reason. I'm just
I want to see them lecture you. You irresponsible weed head.
It's,
you should have your own strain. Look at you without a farm.
A lot of them say it also from the perspective of, like, I haven't thought of it myself. Like, they're really like, you know what you need to do. Everyone's just like, yeah, I guess so.
I want to have a concentrate.
But let's talk for a second about your special.
Oh,
because
I do have.
Cause you did a thing that, like, you know, I've been doing pot and comedy simultaneously for a long time, but it's a real groundbreaking that you did a special in front of an audience that is all smoking.
Yeah, and I
during the show.
I think I got, didn't I not get it from you, the advice on where to go?
Maybe.
I reached out to you and I was like, Doug, you know where people can get high and watch a show at the same time. And I think you told me very few places, maybe this place in Toronto or something. But I was
directed in Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, but I was directed to this Northwest Cannabis Club in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some places that fit like 12 people where you can do this, but this place, 100 to 200. So that's what I wanted for a special. And they had dab rigs, like serious dab rigs on the bar too, just going all the time. Most stand-up specials, you'll have fog machines on stage. You get kind of an ambianced film look.
Mm-hmm.
No fog machines needed, folks. Yeah. Dab rigs.
They did it.
Going constantly.
And everybody, like, survived the experience? Like, it's comfortable in there, even though everybody's smoking?
Yeah, I worried about two things. For my own sake, I didn't want people just getting so blasted that you've done shows, I'm sure, mm-hmm. where they got high in the parking lot. And for the first half hour, it's like, ha, ha, ha. And then all of a sudden you start seeing people going, ha, ha, ha. And you don't want...
You're lucky if they even make that noise.
Like, people get very quiet. Just out. I don't want that for a special, but when they're... refueling and keeping the weed battery going, it worked.
No, that's the thing, is you're right, is I think a lot of the problem is most of the time when I'm performing in front of high people, their high is wearing off or they're getting sleepy, and that's not true of a show where people can smoke the entire time.
And you see these people like in the front row at my special, never stopping, just pulling it out, bop, bop, bop. Just they can't take a breath without weed in their mouth. So it's you get to see every kind of weed come out in the front row at least. It's kind of, if you don't smoke weed, well, these people all smoke weed, but it's like a documentary of different ways to smoke weed, as well as a stand-up special.
So you catch a lot of that on camera, the behaviors that are going on?
I get out with them, and I talk, I interact with them and fuck around with them a lot. And I also fuck around with the editing. I take a bong hit myself halfway through the special off this big old bong. And to answer your question, too, I'd never had that much smoke in a room. And like halfway through the special, my nose started running. And I was like the way it does with cats. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I have fucking snot coming down my nose in the middle of my special. And then I'm like, oh, it's all this smoke in the room. So you see me going like a fucking cokehead halfway through.
Yeah. I have my allergies are pretty bad, and sometimes, you know, weed is a thing that kind of, you know, makes me get a runny nose, and rubbing your nose a lot just feels so cokey.
Especially like, no, you know, there's tons of cameras and lights on you. I'm totally aware of just, normally you wouldn't give a shit, but now I'm like, this is going to pick up. How do I hide this? Oh my God. Do they notice the snot? So watch the special for that.
Look for the snot. Vanessa?
Yeah.
What, you got a lot of road dates all lined up now?
I'm in Washington State this weekend.
Nice.
New York. I'm doing New Year's Eve.
I'm sorry. I put that water bottle down there before the show and forgot about it.
Are you in Seattle in Washington State?
No, I'm in Tri-Cities.
Somebody's going to trip over that.
The water bottle? This, yeah. Make a good dip. You're like the kind of dude that sees littering at the ocean and you like, you don't take it. It's like in the ocean, you take it out and just move it on the beach. Like you don't put it all the way in the garbage can. All right, that was for me. I think the weed's working.
Hey, let's smoke some more after we come back from these messages. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Have you heard about our new show, Doing Doug with Dabs? It's me, Alicia, and Taylor hanging out and doing dabs after tapings of some of the regular shows. Sometimes we'll invite a guest. Sometimes it'll just be us. The show drops a couple times a month and is exclusive to members of our 420 Club on Patreon. Want to unwind with us after getting Doug with High? Head over to patreon.com/gettingdug and sign up today. It supports this show, and in return, we'll send you a signed blue card, read your name during one of the shows, and you'll get early access to our pre-taped episodes. Pretty great. Check out patreon.com/gettingdug to join today. Coconut water.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's so good.
We're going to make Taylor try it later during the dab show. I can't believe you haven't tried it yet.
You could try it during this show, maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm just going to talk about how good it is until the end of the day and then allow him a sip.
Alicia's here with Pot
Hi.
Topics.
Pot yeah. Topic.
You want to get right into it?
Sure, unless anybody's got some questions.
I like that bong. That's not a question. I just do like it. I've never
oh,
seen
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, you should give it a try. It's been sitting
clean.
In the back for a while. Yeah, we've never used it before. And then today we figured, what the hell?
We have a great on-staff bong cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I should have brought my bong today.
Yeah, Brent's very good with the bong cleaning. It's kind of miraculous.
Do you have like a whole closet of bongs back there? Because I could go home with one.
I call it a closet. There's a
that is not a
space.
Bad idea though, to let the guests visit the bong barrel.
Yeah, like the toy. Did you ever have a dentist mm-hmm. that would open up the thing?
Mm-hmm.
But mine was always like a blind grab. So maybe we blindfold you, and then you just reach around for a bong, and you're stuck with that one.
All right, that was a bad idea.
Yeah,
too much. It's a bong with a baseball bat.
27 stitches later.
It's already pretty amazing how many bongs and pipes are just laying around in that box back there. So
and like really cool ones,
mm-hmm.
very cool.
Like
ones.
This one, I saw this one and said, "Let's give her a go."
Yeah, look and that looks like there's a special design yeah. going on there.
I really do find that a lot of bongs are just like too wide for my face to fit on correctly. Like yeah. I can't seal it ever, which is weird because I've got cheeks.
I've got a small face, everybody.
My dainty face. It's just
yeah,
too small.
My
for
giant
bongs.
Face has no problem with most bongs.
I got a tight mouth. I try so hard to like I like lie over like smush my face into it.
So
like
many
I almost like so terrible.
Are jerking off right now. They're like, oh my God, her tight face on the big ass bong. Oh, she can't fit it.
I think a lot of guys just jerk off for this entire show.
Busted.
I like to get the crystals on the weed.
What?
Uh-huh. I mean, I wouldn't be mad if they jerked off while watching if it was like an unrelated thing. It was just like, I've got time, I'm going to watch a show, and I'm going to jerk off.
It's multitasking.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be
exactly.
direct. Anyway.
Oh, my God. The other day, a couple days ago, I was at the zoo with this dude. We were making out, and we look up, and a monkey was jacking off.
Whoa.
To us.
That's so flattering.
Like, there's, I know, right? I was like, oh, it's probably just cleaning itself because there's no way monkeys actually jack off. Nope. Went home, Googled it. Monkeys jack off.
I think a lot of animals do.
Yeah, dude, elephants jack off on
rocks. I bet there was a sexy girl right behind you.
Girl?
Somebody just smelled like girl in nearby.
Girl. humans making out. Move.
Hey, this is what's happening in news. I read this morning. I don't actually have a card for it. Maybe you guys saw this. But just yesterday, it was announced that in Kern County, which is pretty nearby,
there were Bakersfield-ish?
Like, yeah, Bakersfield. They also used a word I never heard of, like Elvira. Not Elvira. There's like a word. Anyway, there were like 11 different farms.
My weed is on fire. I'm sorry, it's just there.
I mean, if you want to make every one of these stories into a musical, I'm not going to stop you. Anyway, there are these 11 farms that claim to be growing industrial hemp. And when they were tested, the THC levels were found too high to be considered hemp. And so they burned all of it. And so it was like over $1 billion worth of weed. Although I can't actually find what the percentage of THC in them was. Because I think it has to be like, isn't it? It's like 0.03. It has to be under that to be hemp. So, you know, this could still be super low and might barely even get anyone high.
Is it in the leaves? Because it doesn't have buds, does it?
I don't know. Where does the THC actually sit? Taylor confirms.
It's in the whole plant, but the buds is where it's concentrated.
But do hemp, are hemp?
Yes.
Can't they get it from, like, the plants that don't have the buds, so they don't even deal with that?
Hemp has buds as well. They're called hemp hearts.
Yeah, I think the goal is just to have a low THC.
That's adorable. I hope that's a band.
You're like Daniel, but with the actual answers.
No computer.
lots of talking off camera and off mic. How can you hear him at all? Can you hear him okay? Okay, cool.
I like how their solution was to burn it all.
Crazy, right?
Hey, this is too much THC. Burn it for the city.
$1 billion worth of weed. Like, let's not consider that, like, maybe somebody could use this. Maybe this is how we finance medical marijuana for people that can't afford it. It's just nothing else was considered other than this is bad, so let's get rid of it.
Right now, they're not. Beatles records in here, too.
They should have, like, burned it all next to a field where a concert was happening or something.
Yeah, see?
Like, that'd be
let
so
everybody
nice.
Enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're all doing God's work.
Yeah. There's no charges as of right now, so I'm unclear if, like, anyone is actually going to get in trouble for this. But
and this was also in California?
But also just to lose that much of your crop is such a punishment that, like,
it'd
be
we
so
thought it was
shitty
hemp.
On
what
top
are you gonna
of that.
Do? We didn't have the testing materials. We thought it was hemp. That's all they got to say.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's why they're not technically in trouble.
Hey, come on.
With your daughter, right? Okay, I don't know. He's Serbian now. Okay. wow. It's crazy they did it in a state that weed's legal.
Yeah.
Because I could see that's if it thing. Was in, like, I don't know, Russia or something. I just assume that it's illegal there because I feel like everything fun's illegal there. No, just kidding. I like Russians. Anyway, but like, right, that would make sense, but not in a legal state.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. But, so Michigan, some good stuff's happening there. My home.
Michigan J.
Maria.
Oh,
that was
state.
My birth name. Michigan has decided to make some changes to their medical marijuana because they're about to go recreational as well. And so one of the biggest changes that they made is that to get your medical marijuana license, it was $60. They've reduced that to $40. They've also gotten rid of the $10 fee that people were charged if they had to, like, change a physician name or change their address if they wanted any kind of, you know, alteration to that information. They've also dropped the $25 fee for caregivers to do background checks before working with people. Yeah.
All right, Michigan.
Also now, like, the day that you get your card, they'll, like, set up an email for you. So you can immediately go in and be allowed to get medical marijuana until you wait for your actual physical card to come in. So you don't have, like, that buffer time anymore.
Way to go, Michigan.
Yeah they're hooking it up.
Your policies are great.
You're never more than, I think it's, you're never more than 3 miles from a lake anywhere in Michigan. I think that's the actual
thing. I know, you can't close your eyes.
Everyone is
if you're afraid of water.
Don't be, like, looking at your phone all the time.
Oh, yeah, if you start texting,
you're gonna walk into a lake.
Guaranteed.
I mean, I definitely knew a lot of people growing up who accidentally drove into lakes in a way that in any other state you don't hear that story of like, oh yeah, that happened.
Oh, it's a ditch story. Any other?
It really is. It's like hitting a deer. You just end up in a lake. So Mexico. It was just over a year ago that Mexico, their Supreme Court, had decided that it was unconstitutional to not allow people to possess and to, like, self-cultivate. And so now, a year later, they are about to submit a bill that's going to more formalize this idea of legal marijuana. So a lot of what it's focusing on is going to be, you know, not doing it where people consume tobacco and alcohol, making sure that there's a lot of promotion and making sure that kids don't want to get into it. There's going to be very, like, generic packaging. So, you know, very much stuff that we see here in this country. But I'm glad that they're
I saw that, but it's not going to be done in time for when I'm going to Mexico, which is very disappointing.
I think it has to be done by, like, January of 2021 was the deadline they gave. So
I can't wait.
Who knows?
I wish also that they would figure out that not telling children over and over again how terrible weed is is a better way to get them to not get into it.
I hit that bong.
Oh,
We should try to make them do weed with their piano lessons.
Yeah.
Then they will hate weed.
But if
does everyone in Mexico have to take piano lessons?
I'm talking
the
world.
Is that a thing I don't know? Oh.
Yeah. I think if it feels generational, like if you... like, if you see your parents doing something you don't like both my parents smoke cigarettes, so it never appealed to me. Mm. First in kind of a rebellious sense, and then eventually in the sense that I had more sense, you know. Yeah. Not more sense, but more information to go on. Like, you know, my mom smoked like crazy while she was pregnant with me and my brother.
I like how I'm the only one seeing if her fate fits in the bong, dude.
I love how it smells. Mm.
That's a good size for her.
I'm like, weirdly aroused right now. I'm like, oh my God, her
I get
face.
That's why you were anxious to try it, because you found one that's got a small
hole.
Yeah.
Smaller
I've
hole.
I've seen, I don't know what they're called, but they
Does
have these like,
attachments?
You know the struggle of little dick dudes, bruh. Just out in the world trying to find a little hole that fits.
No, you just lift the thing.
I think it's easier for them, right?
You just pull the,
No, it's not. It's harder.
You pull the thing out. You don't need a carb because you just pull the mat. You pull
What's
it out.
Happening?
That's why there's no carb. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Here it's empty.
I just didn't want to let that question just sit there when you said, does it have a carb?
Oh, and there are people at home on the edge of their seat on that one.
Yeah, does it? Who's doing it wrong?
I smoked out of a bong the other day, and it was a really big one, but I loved it because... Instead of pulling that bowl out, there was, like, this little slide on it that you just, like, slid down. I don't know how to describe it, but it was the coolest feature I've used on a bong, because it was, like, fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, sliding a trombone.
Yeah,
not,
finally,
again,
bongs
not
are
a sexual
fun
thing.
Doug, have I ever told you about this scar
really getting
on my
bored.
Hand?
What?
I got this scar on my hand right there in college. Do you know those wine bottles that are, like, this tall? You see them, like, at Italian restaurants in the front sometimes, the candle wax in them and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So we got one of those. We're like, we're going to make a bong out of this. And the neck is, like, you know, this long. And we're putting something, you know, down here. And my friend, who is much bigger, more muscular than me, was going like this with the neck of the bong.
I don't like where this is going.
And pushing it down. And I was pushing up like this. And the neck of this wine ball just broke and went down into my hand.
Oh,
and I started bleeding like this.
Like,
we went to the emergency room.
Spurting blood.
Yeah, and the doctor was like, I don't know if you've ever been to an emergency room based on a weed injury, but it's embarrassing. And he's like, how did this happen? There was no way I was going to tell him making a bong. So I said, there was a fly on a window. And I tried to hit it, and the doctor's like, all right, whatever, you're clearly lying.
Oh, man.
There was a fly on the window.
There was a fly on the window. Why are you talking like Belle and Sebastian?
What? There was a fly on the window.
I love that pipe so much, this but it hits like a fuck.
It's like an assaulting amount, but it's beautiful at the same time.
Yeah, it's fun, and you can like really watch it. I took a video of it once, and then watched that, and it swirls so much more than you would even realize. That's not a plug. I don't know who makes that thing. I just do like it.
Yeah, this is awesome.
What's the next news item?
I still can't find the carb on this thing. What is it?
It's on the top. we'll move north to Quebec, where they have made some marijuana changes, or some changes to their marijuana laws. They are now banning edibles. Edibles were supposed to be legalized, I think, like this December it was going to officially go into effect. So they're not banning all edibles, but they're banning all sweet and sugary ones. So any type of dessert.
This is for the children.
They're very concerned about children. But, like, some things are a gray area. Like, they can't decide if popcorn is considered, like, too much of a sweet or not. It's kind of bizarre.
But you
they
know
also
what?
Are raising...
Whoever is buying weed popcorn, fuck you.
Really?
Fuck?
That sounds nice. Like, you're watching a movie.
Yeah, but if that's... I imagine the person going to the dispensary, like, I'll have the weed popcorn. No! You get flour. If you're buying 20 things, you can get a weed popcorn.
They should have weed salt. Like a flavor... You know those flavored salts? Have you ever had those? Like the Parmesan popcorn? Oh, that shit's fucking dope.
Right. I'll never remember to look at the right camera. I always look at that bottom one, and it's wrong. I know. Every time,
just
as soon as I walk over, I'm like, I got it today. Quebec is also raising the age from marijuana consumption to 21, moving that up from 18, like the rest of the country. Yeah.
18 seems like a good number to me. That's when you go to college, you leave mommy and daddy. It seems like a good number. I think it's ridiculous to think college kids aren't going to get high.
Is the drinking age in Quebec 18 or 19? Probably 18, right?
I don't know.
If you can drink, you can smoke weed. If you can handle alcohol, you can handle weed.
But it might be
21. Way worse things are going to happen to you on alcohol. It might be. I just know that Ontario's not 21 because... When I was 18, I lived in Michigan, and I could just easily drive over and drink.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
You ever swim over?
I've never swam over. No.
Is that some just dare people would do?
I wouldn't do it.
I'd hate to be one of those guards that have to guard the middle of the lake.
I don't swim amazingly well for being from Michigan. I took swim lessons as a kid. It's like I know how to swim. I just don't want to do it. It's so exhausting. I've never met somebody that's like, I'm going to go for a swim.
Yeah,
it's like going for a run.
Oh. Well, that was a fun one to end on. It wasn't a bleak story at all, right? Yeah. It was,
you know, it's bad for 18.
We had fun with it, but yeah, I guess it's not good for young people. But at least they can move somewhere else. I just think also that...
Just move.
When the whole country flips like that, it's like, it's weird that certain areas are going to make their own rules, but... we got to go to a break. Thank you, Alicia. We'll
Thank
be back
you.
With
you
the dad thing after this.
I never want to wear
Okay, coconut water.
I think it's fucked up that you talk about it and you didn't give us it.
I know, right? That's maybe we should get it by enough in the future for everybody to have it, but... We do ask when you know what you want in your mug. What did you ask for, Vanessa?
I just want to put my alkaline water in there.
Vanessa Johnson wanted alkaline water. What are you drinking, Matt?
I said I want it filled with kefir.
The whole cup of kefir. Coffee? Yeah. See, we got all sorts of things.
Kefir is not a drink.
Some people have beer or tequila or wine or juice.
That's hardcore.
People like their beverages. I'm just water and alcohol. That's all I drink.
And coconut water.
Now coconut
you added
water
a new one in there.
Life changing. I can't get over it.
I'm nervous to try it. I've disliked other coconut waters, and I don't want to not like something that you love so much.
I don't know why. I don't like coconut water, but this particular one, holy cow. It really works for me. Taylor, of course, is the dab king. Where did we last go on the road with that device?
We did a show in Phoenix.
So did you drive it there?
Mm-hmm. I drove it there that time, but I've flown it.
You've flown with that?
Of course. Mm-hmm. This and a lot of
this
weed to go along with
pass
it.
TSA it on does, any though. Means.
It does, though.
That's the closest weird. Looking yeah. thing to a bomb yeah, you could possibly have.
It agree. Like a water
I think
bomb.
Bongs pass, too. I bet you I could fly with that rubber one over there.
You oh, I thought make... you said it looked like a bomb.
This
I
one would be bad.
Yeah, fly a bomb. Yeah, this is about as close to a bomb as you'll get.
You could fly with this.
You might as well just write, I'm a terrorist right there. To see.
Well, usually that's on my shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it going.
I really did.
Let's get
I thought
it
you
going.
Called it a bong. I really did. I was like, what the?
I'm so curious how much that cost because it looks so expensive.
I'm going to say.
Yeah, the price is right.
No,
oh, really?
$600.
Do you know the answer to this, Taylor?
$600.
Really? It looks like something you'd have to buy at Best Buy. I know they don't sell
Best
it.
Best Buy. Oh,
has the price
it
changed?
It looks like it'd be next to the TVs. It looks so high tech.
Has the price changed since we got it?
Is this
a we've had
puff,
it a year
is
now.
Is this Puffco?
No, this is by Dr. Dabber. It's the Switch.
I thought you were the Dr. Dabber.
He's the Dab King.
He's the Dab King. North sorry.
The doctor works for me.
North Dr. America. Dabber, Dab King, Dab King, Dr. Dabber.
Let's get another one.
Do you clean your dab machine every day?
I do.
Did we find out the answer?
Oh, yeah. Vanessa, do you want to guess how much it is? You said 600?
Yeah.
I'm going to go the over 700.
No, you got to go 601.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
I'm pretty sure it is
$399.
Are you out that's some of your freaking head?
No way. I got a Puffco that's that big for $300.
Yeah, Puffco is it's a little bit different mechanics how it works, but they're cool. They're smaller travel size.
Seems less versions. Complicated, though.
It's actually more complicated because everything on the Puffco runs off of vibration stuff, and this is all light indicators.
I've told the thing I bought runs off of sapping energy from another dimension, and that's that cool. dimension's dying, but the energy we're getting from that dimension fuels my bong.
That's pretty interesting.
Is that not
that's not what this one does, and particularly. Okay. It's just normal electricity that this one uses.
Whatever.
You're not into normal electricity.
Not really. It's kind of boring just compared to sapping dimensions.
It's too old school.
That sells me better.
Nobody wants to put the needle on a record anymore.
Please, let's dab this.
All right, you're...
Are we
so
waiting
Matt's
for it
new
to turn red?
Special is no, called Dimension Sapper.
And, it's red now and it's heating up. Green
it's
means
available.
Go.
Where's Pod Humor available?
Go to mattbesser.com for links, but Apple, Amazon, DirecTV, Xbox, all those good places.
Neat.
Do I have a grip on this?
No. You can pull that off if you want.
Pull it off, throw it in the fireplace?
Technically, that is the carb, but...
Oh, I get it. This should be in Stranger Things.
Wow, that is... The coolest thing I've ever seen.
Kind of
see,
like
this is the type of thing I'd be afraid of dropping at a party. Oh, sorry!
I've dropped this right here before, and it's fine. It still works. I was pretty surprised, but it held
well,
up
it's
very
so
well.
The part that's not glass is so heavy that's probably the first end that's going to hit the ground in most cases.
Yeah, it's like a buttered piece of bread.
You ever thrown it at someone?
Exactly, like a buttered piece of bread.
No, I haven't.
It's so, like...
I've resisted throwing it at someone.
Yeah, don't throw your dab rigs at anybody, people.
Yeah, do not.
Would you like one, Vanessa?
I'm going to do it. I didn't do it last time, but I'm ready.
She's ready. She's unemployed
so
and ready.
Suck it.
She's going to go to that dimension.
Green,
my energy
you're good to go. Yeah, just pull it.
As soon as it's green?
And you can
so
stop
wait.
Early. You don't have to.
So then I'll, and then I just suck it.
And you can blow it out right away, too. That's the other thing. You don't have to.
There it is.
Hold it inside.
Okay, that's aggressive.
All right, I got
it. It tastes like the forest, bro. What the fuck? Why does it taste like the fucking forest? Oh no.
It's grown in a forest.
I gotta go drive that school bus now.
Oh my god. Wait, why is it making. What's the.
What's happening to you?
Yeah.
and how are we allowed to do this?
We
to you?
Are going.
Dude, I've never coughed from smoking ever.
It's a different consistency. It's not actually combustion smoke. It's evaporated concentrate that So it's the actual consistency. It's more like vapor, like hitting a vape pen as opposed to smoking.
So that was all just holy shit.
should have said that it's very
strong.
Yeah, it's just like it's like getting really high, but quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like
oh my god.
You know, I think you'll handle it just fine.
I just got so warm.
What yeah, it's mean? Like I think it's like a Smartie versus a pixie stick. It's the same stuff, but with the Smartie, you know, you're chewing on it.
And the pixie stick fucking goes right
through
the bloodstream.
You just start coughing. Right. You're like, oh, I went down way too quick.
Wow. Damn, bro. I feel like I live
that
on
really aggressive,
mass dimension now.
Pixie stick eating.
Haven't you done that, though? You're like, you want to just have a little bit go down. You're like, it's not coming out. And it's like,
deep throat to you, bro. You're like, all right.
I'm sorry you did it twice. That's horrifying. That's like a horror movie noise you're making when that happens.
Yeah.
Here we go, you guys. Red means no.
Green means go.
And green means go.
Wow, you like ate that like a fucking holy shit, Doug. Wow, you're a wizard.
Dab wizard. Dab king. Dr. Dab.
We're going to have a whole city of a dab family soon.
Oh, that's the
Doug,
dream.
Commit.
You want to be the mayor? The dab mayor?
Wow.
That doesn't roll off the tongue, does it?
I don't know. It's a position.
Mayor dab. It needs
Are you
to be
turning dab a position?
Dab mayor? Mayor dab? Yeah. No.
I want to be DJ dab.
DJ dab. You
need to be right. Like dictator dab. Dab dictator.
Oh, I like that too.
Would you like to be the dab ambassador to another
shit.
Nation?
Fuck, he's always so
there
good.
You go.
Oh, that is
fucking incredible.
So good.
It'll hit the spot.
I don't care about anything anymore. It's all gone. Literally everything is so beautiful.
They didn't let you do this at your job.
No, definitely not.
It's so hard to sneak one of these into a bathroom stall at the job.
Yeah. I was growing.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
I was growing magic mushrooms at my office for like two,
holy shit,
two months.
Really?
Fuck.
But nobody knew. It was
in
just
the
like
basement.
No, it was like on my desk, like out in public. But I just told him I was, you know, growing a plant.
That's awesome.
But it was.
You gotta
yeah.
get that sandwich out of here. It's really looking bad.
Just growing succulents. That's awesome. What did you do with the mushrooms?
Well, they're still growing. It takes a long time. I don't know if I'm doing it right. I don't exactly have a green thumb. But it turned white and a little baby dick mushroom just popped out, so that's exciting.
Vanessa is on the So Aggressive podcast.
That's my podcast. So Aggressive.
How much? But there's three O's in So?
Yeah, three O's. S-O-O-O.
So that's, how's that pronounced?
So Aggressive. We have, it's a female empowerment podcast. We have female comics. And we just started having male comics on, but they have to dress as women with wigs. And they tell their life story through a woman's eyes.
That's awesome.
Really? Yeah, a lot of bearded guys with wigs.
I was going to ask you on the show after this, but... We have any wigs?
You supply the wig?
Yeah.
That?
We supply the
supply
rig.
It.
We supply the wig. We give
Do
you boobs
like
if you want.
Do you have like a few to choose from?
Yeah. We have a whole assortment.
Okay.
The pictures I've seen, the guys just look like dudes in wigs.
Yeah. Well, Jamie Kennedy's going to come in full drag. So that's
okay.
Exciting.
That's a
Doug, if you want to fem it up, you're
Is
always
he gonna,
welcome.
You know, you're going to be on the Jamie Kennedy experiment? Are you going to be like... you know, is he going to prank you with hidden cameras?
On my own podcast?
Uh-huh.
That would be fucking, I'm ready, dude. I'm dabbed. I'm ready for anything. Come at me, world. Let's go.
He's got to, if he's going to show up in full, the full thing, he's not going to just do a podcast. He's going to show up somewhere else in it, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
He's going to milk it.
Yeah. You're just going to go get an exercise in?
I mean, in a strange way, I bet you could get, somebody would take a picture, right? If you went to a public gym or something.
Yeah.
And you were hit at his level of celebrity. Scream is still a classic.
Just a photo of him, and is that Jamie Kennedy?
That's son
go viral.
Yeah.
Every time, poor guy.
Oh my god!
He will go right for it.
Anybody want
so aggressive? Is the podcast?
Yeah,
I'll say it.
And my
how
Instagram.
I'd say it.
Vanessa V. Johnston.
Vanessa V. Johnston. You probably get Johnson a lot without the T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Do not.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Who's next? Again?
I'll do it again.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
My Instagram's Matt Besser. It's blowing up. Almost have 6,000. Is that not a lot?
I don't know.
And Matt Besser on Twitter. And Pot Humor, go to mattbesser.com. And I got links right to all the streaming platforms you may want to watch it on. Like I said, even if you're not a fan of my comedy, it's like a documentary about people in an audience getting high, at the very least.
Thanks, you guys. We're going to be back with another episode that we're about to tape right now. Next week, November 12th, 12:15.